A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on November 11th, 2019. And this is Kips Dube on Live Talk.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about new immigration regulations in South Africa relating to children unaccompanied by two parents.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave. Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindebele.com.
Thanks for joining us. And for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the relaxation of immigration rules relating to children.
The Minister of Home Affairs says foreign visa-exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter or other supporting documentation, such as a death certificate or court order, when traveling with one parent, legal guardian, or someone other than a parent or legal guardian.
This waiver, according to the Minister of Home Affairs, is granted on condition that all other requirements for entry and departure from South Africa shall be complied with.
And to join our discussion, please do remember to call us on our number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. Coffee will make me cough.
Coffee and Cremona.
No, but coffee will make me cough.
It will make you better. Yeah, kunjalo ke lapha lo jonga. Siyalubamba ke udaba lwethu namhlanje lapha esikhangela khona okwenziwe lilizwe la South Africa. Kulombiko oyithulwe yiMinister of Home Affairs ethi abantwana abaya kwele South Africa kumbe abavela kwele South Africa belomzali oyedwa. Okwamanje sebevunyela ukuthi bachaphelaye. Okusemthethweni bengatholanga ama-affidavits kumbe bengatholanga okubhalwe ngumthethwandaba kumbe khona okukade kudingwa ukuthi kube khona. Siyakwazi ukuthi bekufunakala ama-birth certificate, kufunakala ama-death certificate, kumbe kufunakala umzali ukuthi abhale phansi ukuthi hayi umntwana ungaqhubeka laye. So kuthiwa konke lokho hayi kungani kuyabekwa eceleni, so sungazenzela santando nje ngomntanakho. So ke kodwa ke ulizwe le-South Africa lithi konke lokho kumele kwenziwe nxa ukuthi umuntu engena kwele South Africa okusemthethweni. So ungathi folokohlwe khona ngale ke kwele South Africa ungene lomntwana kumbe wenze konke ongavunyelwayo balibisele ekhaya ngoba liyabe lingangenanga ngokusemthethweni. Kunjalo ke nxa uhamba lomntwana ungela maphepha akho ukuthi uye khona ngale bakubisela emuva. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lilibona njani udaba lolu. Sicela lisithumezele inombolo zenu kunombolo ye-WhatsApp at 01-202-465-0318. Ye kunjalo ke jonga.
Ah, ndiraiti shamwele. Nasi kukurukura nyaya ino gona kufadza vabereki wakawanda kuZimbabwe nekune dzimwe nyika. Vanenge vachigara muSouth Africa kana kuti vanoda kushanya muSouth Africa. Takaona svondo rapera nemusi wechishanu gurukota rezve mukati meSouth Africa, mukati menyika, vachisaina mutemo unobvumidza kuti mwana anenge aine mubereki mumwe chete kana kuti munhu anonga achichengeta mwana iyeyo kana kuti anenge aine mumwe waanenge achifamba naye anga asingatarisirwi kunge achizoburitsa magwaro anobva kana kudare kana mabirth certificate nezvimwe zvakadaro kana tsamba inobva kune mumwe mubereki inenge ichipa mvume yekuti mwana yanga achifambwa naye kupinda muSouth Africa. Vakarerutsa mutemo iwoyo, tinoona kuti vakawanda vabereki vanga vachinetseka zvikuru nekuti unofanira kunge uchiwana tsamba inobva kune mumwe mubereki anopa mvumo yekuti ndabvumidza jonga kandemiri kuti anga achifamba nemwana wangu zvazvichinetsa vanhu vakawanda asi vamwe vari kutiyo neimwe nzira zvinogona kuita kuti vana vange vakungobiwa vachitakurwa ingadzi child trafficking nekuti munhu anongoenda ungonopinda nemwana achingotarisira kuti mwana yake kana aine passport inenge ichingomubvumidza kuti apinde muSouth Africa opindwa naye tichanzwa kwamuri imi vateereri vedu kuti munoona sei nyaya iyoyo chirongwa ndechenyu pindai muchirongwa iye zvino Gibbs tava nemudare wedu wekutanga tina Dr. Vusumuzi Zwanda is with the African Diaspora Global Network in South Africa. Welcome Dr. Zwanda to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and greetings to your listeners.
Thank you so much. Lamsa, hello to Kulume, ama language, ama.
Amatat. Yeah, we just really have to talk. It's causing us to get void. So, what is your understanding of the new regulations?
Could you please come again?
What is your understanding of the new regulations? Pertaining
well,
to children, yes.
The regulation basically, you know, exonerates foreign parents, you know, from the requirement that they have, you know, for example, unabridged, you know, birth certificates and other requirements, you know, to for traveling with unaccompanied children, particularly maybe even by both their parents and that. Now, what that means is specifically that only people coming from South Africa are going to be allowed, you know, to do this. But South Africans are not allowed to take the children out of the country, you know, without those requirements as were promulgated in 2014. We are very worried about that because that actually, in our view, it shows how much South Africa cares about its people and its children. And, you know, migrant children, therefore, are not protected at all. I mean, you know, South Africa has got one of the best laws. It might appear stringent when it comes to children, you know, the protection of children in terms of the Child Protection Act of 2005 and the Children's Court and all that. So just to allow, I know that a lot of migrant parents, for example, like, you know, Zimbabwe, that often want their children to come and visit them during holidays, it's going to give them a reprieve. But our biggest concern is the best interest of the child. And speaking from a legal perspective, I mean, as a legal practitioner, one of the things that I understand is that the best interest of the child, you know, should always be in anyone's mind when dealing with issues that relate to a child. So we cannot just have a law that comes and says migrants can now bring their children without the proper, you know, additional security documentation, and then we get excited about that because one of the biggest problems that we have right now is the issue of child trafficking. And particularly for, I mean, you know, the sex industry or prostitution and drug-related issues. As I'm speaking now, we are sitting with a case that actually, you know, I'm not going to say a lot about it, but we have, you know, a very young lady that traveled to Zimbabwe from Zimbabwe into South Africa. And the circumstances, you know, under which this young lady traveled and that she's in are actually pointing to, you know, probably, you know, something much bigger that looks like, you know, human trafficking, and we are very concerned. So the South African government is not doing, you know, the African people a service at all by doing this.
Pakauma apo Dr. Zwanda. Nokuti wakawanda wari kufunga kuti aiwa zvatovanakira kana vakanga vanga vachinetseka kuti vanga vachiwana tsamba kubva kune mumwe mubereki. Vanenge vakungokwanisa kungofamba nemwana vari vega. Mungangoti tsanangurei kuti mutemo uyu wakanaka here kana kuti wakaipira vana veZimbabwe. I think we have lost Dr. Vusumuzi Zwanda. We'll try to reconnect.
Yes,
we
don't know whether we've got another caller or not on the line. So it seems as
yes,
if
hello. Yes, hello, who is that? Yes, dear now. Mkoma Dominic. Murukufona murukupi Mkoma Dominic.
South Africa.
South Africa, tipe ufungwa dzenyu.
Na ndiro kuti ndira vatira iri kana rakanaka zvikuru but ma idambudziko ndere kuti pa border kuti we yanga kuti ndiri kuzvipa bepane uri wakanyanyisa kuti kata kami dah ini cuma kita aja mah foreign kan. Tapi kata kami ni mungkin Amerika tak boleh, kita mesti tak boleh. Nampak ini tak boleh. Ini berat. Ini final 300 kami. Ini boleh sini ni. Ini kan tinggal nak four.
Mukoma Dominic, and now when the name is Badara, Chokomo, why are you paying?
One of the Maran, you look at the fine blues, I'm not gonna like you. You don't have a people, you know, but you like somebody.
Ndo mapepa ka harukunzi ne South Africa hapana rimwe beparichadiwa kana muine passport yenyu imi kana mapiwa visa remazuva 30 zvikanzvingori mu order izvo zvekuti mune passport yenyu nemvume yekuti munge muchipinda nekubuda mu South Africa hapana mumwe munhu anofana kuzenga achikuti choko momwe kana makubhadhara choko momwe kupara mhosvaka uko nokuti munofana nga muine mapepa anokubvunza kupinda mu South Africa abviswa ndiwa yekuti unonzi mwana kuti anga achiuya kokuona iwe baba ku South Africa unofana kunge wakasaina futi tsamba inenge yekuti mwana wangu achafamba na amai vake ini ndini baba wacho muisa affidavit nezvimwe zvakadaro ndo zvabviswa
na iri ndandira vachairo kana kuti nani kuti kwaza kuti kana mudzidzi kwacho icha kubau uya kuno kana wochani zvakaoma
iya. Thank you, Mkoma. Munotaura kana munotaura futi chirungu here nekukuluma? Yeah. All right, Mkoma. Thank you so much. Okay, that's our first caller. Is yes. Mkoma Dominic calling from South Africa. He thinks that this is a welcome move. It will help many parents who have been separated for years from their children. But at the same time, he says there still may be loopholes for corruption at the border, especially on the Zimbabwean side.
Yeah.
They will just tell you don't have such documents and they will ask for money. Yeah. And I think Dr. Swanda is back.
Yes. Yeah, Dr. Swanda, Dr. Swanda.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, ya uzo Dr. Spandu ya ngizwa?
Mwene mga uzo kwa chana.
Ye, katesi foni ngani ya kieleza, angwa siwa mba chana. Kutwa ke, wena ngubona wako, ngubona ngani, ono kwe tulwe lilizo la South Africa, ungati ngako?
Mkama ngiti mwene cha chome, mwazo mkama mtaba ne, yaba kune nda wane nifana na tezi mbato, wana mtu ya mbina wakune, kumwada mwishu mti ngani za mwisha mte.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khona ipo ke ifoni ngani yakheleza sizabona iplan ukuthi
singenza njani
hayi sizabona iplan so uthi sithathe ke ubaba secingweni okwamanje sizokuthiwa ke kulo baba ecingweni kunjani mfowethu sizabona baba
yebo
Iye kunjani kumoyo?
Iye ngumoyo.
Iye uVolta moyo. Injani impilo baba?
Anya pile kunjani?
Hayi mpilile. Iye kulomthetho lo ukuthiwa mutsha lo ungathini ngawo?
Oh mina lo umthetho ngivumelani lawo ngoba uzafaka abantu engozini. Bekubuhle kunjana kulezi ncwadi ezivela kuma parents wonke ukuthi inxa umama efuna ukuhamba lomntwana omunye umzali laye uyasayina i-affidavit lasemapolisini yahamba ngale bosi bafike bakudinge khonoko bekuprosesa ilungelo labantwana mayeawumthetho nalowo ungekeli ukukunanzelela khonoko abantwana abaningi bazatshontshwa uzakwazi njani ukuthi umntwana lutshontshwe loba katshontshwanga njengoba kungasela mthetho yakubavikela labo bantwana
ye so wena manje uthi kumele kwenziwe inxako nje mona
no into kube lenye indlela evikela ilungelo labantwana kungazake kube emahlangeni ukuthi wonke umuntu othwele umntwana uyahamba laye kungaziwa ukuthi umntwana ngwakhe kumbe usowakhe kumbe asinqabe kuphi imithetho naleyo ukuthi kube incwadi lezo akuhanjwe nama-birth certificate ukuthi lo othwele umntwana idingwe i-birth certificate kuye kubonakale ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe ukuthi ukuze abantwana bavikeleke le mpilo zabantu zibe ngcono ngoba kunjenje ngibona kukubi kakhulu.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke imoyo sibongile ungathina kusasa ba.
Siyabonga.
Yeah, so Mr. Volta Moyo fears that you know this new regulation may put children's lives in danger. Says especially when it comes to human trafficking. Says that's very dangerous and even in terms of prostitution, I think that's the same thing that Mr. Vosumuzi Dube is saying.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think these two agree on that score that this is a dangerous kind of, move.
Yes, Dr. Swanda, manga mchitana ngura neru rimirwe, shuo na nguwea zo, dimkaru naro rwedu, ndaanda funza uti, munoti ne mutemo mutsa waka zikwa uyu, waka sainwa na minister we Home Affairs, Sondra Pera ne msuwe chishanu, kutuunga uchi vumiza kupinda, ne kubuda kwe wana wasinga zonzi, nga wa enema ya magwaru, pamsurupe, anenga wa vumiza kufamba, angaita mapasport ni yeshungo shakadaru.
Dr. Swanda,
maybe we can cut the phone now and then we call you back because most of our listeners are saying the line is not clear. Maybe if we can call you back.
Okay.
Thank you. We are going to call you back.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So the line was
very bad. Listeners are saying Zika, the line is not clear and all that.
Yeah.
I am not sure whether we have our other guest. Okay, yeah, we're trying to get hold of Mr. Diwama Vinga, who is the Human Rights Watch representative in Southern Africa. And call us there. So maybe you can read from our listeners on the
what we're getting from the people on Facebook. Remember that we are on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. These are our Facebook pages. Sakile Liline says, hey, kunzima bafowethu. Vele abantu laba sebeza sitshontsha ngoba sibona ukuthi lokhu kuya ngapi. Kuzobuya ke uGift M. Molusubeng uthi ngibukele babadube. Kuzobuya njalo lo Mavuso Jabalala uthi indaba yezalwane zeBrunenburg ezibotshiweyo ngamapolisa kuyayangisa, so lolo ngolunye udaba. Kuzobuya ke omunye obhalileyo uLions Mutonori uthi uqinisile ubaba uMoyo. Siyamuzwa ukukhulumayo sibili. I think he he's referring to Mr. Walter Moyo,
mm-hmm.
was saying there are fears that children may be, you know,
kidnapped and trafficked.
That's it, trafficked. So then, utumoluhle mapena, kutila ubukele.
Kunotine wa anzi mkoma Shingi Dube waruti murisei pa Studio 7 ayo watiruwa penyu Fraser Chicks Nathan anzi mtemo wawo warirutsira vanu wakawanda asi jine njozi wombe yekubiwa kwe wana asi thank you to Home Affairs of South Africa then Thomas Matambanadzo maskora sei panu ayo wataskora vakanaka shungechete kubwa kuna Sibonilizwe Msipa Mpala warukufunza wataskora sei mkoma Same Udanisa I think it's Danisa Mpofu.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be a letter from the police of the area they come from and a cell phone number that can be contacted with the child identifying the voice of the person phoning. The phone should be done with the child and the officer without the other parent. Then Vivian Mponda anza zvisikunzwika. The line is not clear. Boas Jayagura zvakanaka hazvo but zvaida kutarisiswa. Pane problem apo. Well, there are mixed reactions. Some are saying it's good, but there need to be some checks and balances for this. Because I think the main concern is on the trafficking of children. We are yet to get back to Dr. Swanda and Mr. Diwama Vinga.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think we are having problems with the phones.
Yes, and we've got Kumalo Mafio Sten. We are palalapa ke enkundleni ye VO Indebele. Uthi khona linjani basakazi lo mthetho u right kakhulu into kufanele ibe khona ukuthi ingane ibe le affidavit so uyakhuluma lapho ukuthi affidavit is still needed you know in all this so uthi ngokuthi ingane ihamba nobani ngoba ingane iyadula ukudlula ukuza e South Africa ibe ngena elamalungelo uhamba ebhadala engelamalungelo uhamba ebhadala yonke indlela. So he's saying you pay a lot of money if you've got a kid who doesn't have papers.
But that was before this law.
Yeah, he says even if this happens too, it's going to happen because people love money at the border.
They are used.
So they are used.
But you have the letter. Maybe I can read the letter.
Yeah, just
on that.
Okay, let me just.
Yeah, we can read the letter.
So it's in a way, can you read it so that people...
Yes, this came from the Department of Home Affairs head office, and it was an immigration directive number 22 of 2019.
Mm.
And the headline is, foreign children from visa-exempt countries entering or departing the Republic of South Africa. Then it was, I quote, I, Dr. P.A. Motsoaledi, MP, Minister of Home Affairs, as with the powers bestowed upon me in terms of Section 31(2)(c) of the Immigration Act 2002, decided to grant a waiver to foreign children from visa-exempt countries entering or departing the Republic from complying the provisions of Regulation 6, subsection 12(b) of the Immigration Regulations 2014. So this is the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll continue. Let me hear from a caller at name Terry.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm going to tell you. What is
it? Yeah, Mtata.
Caller, what are you going to tell me?
Yeah, what is it?
Mkuma lo one void.
Mkuma lo one void. That side. And that side. La, go.
What are you going to tell me?
Yeah,
I would talk about footy, Gonapo, Owana Jani,
Gonogonta. I didn't have a bear sign now with Kuruguna Avant of a Fun Seven, they calling Ali. They have Mahara, they sign Savant to another living, being a look.
So,
what do you want to tell about the loot?
Yes, so Uchola Kulil, Uchola.
Nitimina indawo lesifuna abantu bakhipha umthetho ukuthi kona kona egoli ngale umntwana akahambi lokuza efika ngale right ongela umntwana ofuna ukuyasebenza ngale bemvalela phandle bamvalelilani
ah so uthi ngcono ke abantu bavunyelwe uyasebenza egoli
bavunyelwe bonke abantu ngoba umntwana lona kazizali phela
aha
umntwana lona uzalwa nguwe wena ofuna omfunayo kona ngale. We're not going to have a passport, but we're not going. But then, abavume ukuthi khona kona mina ngihambe noma sengikhulile ngiye so ngihambe yefike egoli ngale ngifike ngidinga umsebenzi. but nane natatu mtuana kuti mtuana bevumela mtuana kuti kona ngahambe yeto mtuana lona ngafika tjontjo ngale abanye imfuli yayigcwele bafike ngale ethi yachapha umfula lona umfula lona ugcwele mtuana lona athathe ngamazwe kuyabe icaleni kwabantu
ye lapha bakujoyo ukuthi nxa kulomzali onjengompofu esuka lomntwana kobulawa industrial area kolapha uyavunyelwa ukuthi uthathe umntana nakho ule ncwadi wena zokuthi uyengena kwale South Africa uthathe umntana nakho uyechapha umngcele umntwana basabuzi lokuthi wena uvele umenjani umntwana ube sozichaphela lomntana nakho
asithi sina wona usegoli ngale ufuna umntana nakho asuke ngapha eZimbabwe siya ngale ufike uthini komuntu uthi khona kona kabuye nalo umntwana lwana umntwana lwana umntwana lwana afika acathe emfuleni nje sebemthathisa ngezinye iy'ndlela ezingayisizo kuzathiwani
hhayi lapho-ke thina esikubona lapha yikuthi bakhuluma ngabantwana abangahambi labanye abantu nxa ukuthi umntwana lowo eyigaide ubaba lowo kumbe umama lowo eyigaideni yomntwana I think bale ndlela yokuthi babona ukuthi wena ulobuhlobo laye yini kuzobuya ke khonoku ukuthi nxa asithi ngumalaija uhamba lo mntwana inxaa somntana akho sebekuvumela so khanyazana kube njalo ukuthi bayakubona njani khonokho lami kungani kuthithanisa ingqondo kuthitha ingqondo lokho so khonapho
ngangilaqinisahayi ngiyakuzwa dube ngatsho kwazi ukuthi nahlala ndifonela but ngihlala ninika inumber yami alimfoneli khonapho
hayi lamntu asitshayi sibili ucingo lwazo lwabubula lapha umpofu wahle walithola ucingo so ke siyadaba ukuthi
sikufonelaamnte ngiyabonga kakhulu
abut
into engiyifisa ukuthi khonakhona beyenze ngabayenze into zikhululeke uyabona kwamanye amazwe anjengabo lokhuzeni amanye amazwe angale uyakwanisa ukuziphumela uzingenela ngale esouth africa uzingenela mozambique uzingenela zambia uzingenela lapha elokhuzeni kuthiwa ngabe egaberoni la uzihambela nje kungela mgoqo but indaba engakwenzi khonokho
so wena ufuna ukuthi kube ne-open borders umuntu wonke wala kahle
yes ngoba singabantu bayi-african soke singabantu abamnyama
senguzwile mpofu so akuvula
amaumuntu azihambele ngene phume ngene phuma
aha so singazinzabuza abantu ukuthi ngizwa ukuthi bathini ngakhonokho okhuluma ngakho sibonge kakhulu mpofu ungathini lakusasa
oright niyabonga ngathi idola lami lingaphi
hawu liyabuya idola iyabuya mhlaba
babaphela vele idola awungithumezeli idola le-amerika phela liqakathekile ngapha ezimbabwe
hayi liyabuya so iyabuya ingwece utshale phansi
oright
thank you mpofu mbokele kakhulu so that is Mr. Mpofu
you owe him a dollar
he said send me $1
what did I it reminds me of the gringo movie
yeah.
Yes when Ben Banda wanted his dollar
yeah exactly so he wants his dollar so he says open the borders instead of allowing children whatever he says open the borders
we have Dr. Vusimuzi Swanda Beck and also we now have Mr. Diwama Vinga from Human Rights Watch but let me just finish this paragraph here where I was reading it's the minister says this means that foreign visa exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate parental consent letter or other supporting documentation such as a death certificate or court order when traveling with one parent / legal guardian or someone other than a parent / legal guardian so ndo mamirira zvakaita regai titambire vamavhinga vamavhinga togamuchirai muchirongwa
kadi hama chakadi chirongwa vateereri vese tinovakwazisawo nemufaro
aiwa tinotenda tina Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda varipo parunhare muchange muchikurukura pamwe chete navo asi tombonzwa kubvai kwamuri imi vamavhinga munoona sei kana kuti ndikande mubvunzo nechirongo kuti what's your take on this move or development by the South African Home Affairs Ministry of removing these stringent measures on foreign children traveling into South Africa or outside of South Africa?
I think we need to acknowledge that it simplifies things and matters for traveling parents, but it is a self-interested move. That was from a push by South Africa's tourism ministry because South Africa feels that their interest of attracting tourists was being undermined by this requirement. So So it is something that is in the interest more of South Africa that the Department of Home Affairs has taken this move. We have, as human rights lawyers in South Africa, many issues that we have been raising with regards to free movement and the movement of and the protection of the rights of migrants, refugees, asylum seekers, which have not been taken on board. But this one is particularly so because it has hurt South Africa's business interests, hence this positive move and change.
Mm. What about these questions being raised by some of our listeners about child trafficking fears?
Well, I think the real issue remains untouched, which is that of rampant corruption and porous borders that is not resolved or and is not exacerbated or worsened by this latest move. It is an issue that South Africa needs to address. There is rampant corruption and foreign travelers are often at the receiving end, being asked to pay bribes for them to get into South Africa to be able to travel with families, but also simply to get documentation. Dr. Vusimuzi Sibanda will tell you that we have serious issues about undocumented migrants. And at the moment, in Cape Town, we have almost 1,000 asylum seekers and refugees who are really protesting and asking UNHCR that they want to leave South Africa. So this is a huge crisis in Pretoria as well. But the authorities have not addressed these pressing issues that we are raising in South Africa.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Before we go to Dr. Swanda, we have a caller who can speak both languages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes, Kala is in the very.
Yes. Yeah, Kala.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Sabola, ma'am.
Yeah, what's in Jani?
Nyan Pila, what's in
Jani?
Sipilile.
Happy to be a good man, was a pingas, ma'am, band.
Oh, good, Jan, mama.
I am Pilile, Sipilile, Sipilile, I'll be a bongo.
Ah, well, yes, bongo, cool, cool. Hey, I would you to a note of a little looty, moon to sing a hamba, where South Africa, I don't want to. Engalancwadi ezivezwa ukuthi umntwana ume njani isimo sakhe khona
yeah into ekhona ukuthi kukavile okwakuqala ngokuthi umama ubengavunyelwa ukuthi akhambe lo mntwana ngaphandle kokuthi azuze incwadi evela kuvaba so okwakathethi ukuthi sokuvuli ukuthi umama angahamba noma engelancwadi evela kuvaba kungcono as long as ama birth certificate abantwana sokuthanya naye ukuthi ule power and uyezwakala ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe because bekukhanya ngathi umntwana ngokababa kuphela umama vele kala lungele lokuhamba lomntwana okwesithu ukuthi kulabantu abathi abantwana bayajuntsa but amapolice ayabengathi imthethi khona ama birth certificate ayabe khona umuntu ozatshontsha umntwana uyabe emtshontshela ukuthi kube njani siyakwazi ye ukuthi abantwana bayatshontshwa but the fact ngeyokuthi kakube fair umama laye ahambe labantwana uyise ahambe labantwana nxa abantwana bebhathisa ugogo so kungcono ukuthi bonke abazali bangafaka izincwadi zabo kumbeni ama-birth certificate kukhona kube le something to prove ukuthi abantwana ngabakabani
uzwana ukuthi kuthiwa lapha madube Nkosikazi Dube kuthiwa ke incwadi le ebhalwe yi-Foreign Affairs zabala ngesikhiwa ithi yabhala thi phezulu kolapha isithi sokulama-new regulations ibe sithi this means that foreign visa exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter or other supporting documentation such as a death certificate or court order when traveling with one parent or legal guardian or someone other than a parent or legal guardian. So lapho kwa birth certificate uyabongelayo futhi uyabona ukuthi ufola kohlo nje isikhulu lomntwana.
It's okay. Mina ngile example engikhuluma so kubuhlungu kimi ngoba kulabantwana abazalwa ngumntanami. But uyise uyalo ukuthatha i-birth certificate umntwana lo wazalelwe eSouth Africa. You find it makes it difficult ukuthi when uthatha umntwana la nobuye la. Mina bengihambile kade eSouth Africa. Ngisiyazama ukukhuluma lo yise. Last time futhi ngahamba 2017 lokhu ngisenza ama negotiations ukuthi ubaba lwana seba divorce lo mntanami ukuthi bathathe i birth certificate sokuhlanzima So ukuthi ngibathatha abazukulu ngibuye la ngibuye labo ngaphe eZimbabwe. So kusuba nzima because of ubaba kumele siguqe size sisubuke amadolo lokhu singenge umuntu.
Mhm.
Anti yabo.
Akuthi ke
so kuba nzima but nxa so kunje so ngilaye ukuthi ngihambe kathethi ngibuye labantwana ngapha it's so easy. Mhm.
Yey, nyawazi abantu
nakahlali labantwana umntana nami uyosehlupheka la. Kule xenophobia, abantwana bayabhadalelwa esikolo yena ka participate anything.
Mhm.
It's so quiet. So kuba nzima ukuthi umama lo anahlale labantwana. Kuba ebantwini abadivorce. But sometimes of course ukuthi kuyajonjwa abantwana kuyajonjwa yes. But abantu kababe be honest ukuthi uyanika umntwana umuntu amaziyo.
Awubona ke kolapho ke khulumile Mrs Dube so just briefly ngesikhiwa uyafisa ukukhuluma ngesikhiwa ufake just briefly
in English what I'm saying is that when you are two it's okay but if you have divorced it becomes very difficult for one parent to be persuading one father to write an affidavit for you as a mother to go with your children.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's easier because you can take your children, your grandmother can also take those children and come with them to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are not settled in South Africa. You can give your children to anybody who is coming home,
mm-hmm.
and you remain working for them. Unlike persuading, if you have divorced, there is a big problem because it means you to be kneeling down and requesting that nonsense person who has already divorced and he will be already trying to fix you so that you end up paying something to him.
Mm. Now I think you can turn off the job.
Also, also Gibbs, maybe maybe you may have had children with two or three different mothers or fathers.
Yeah.
So which means you have to go to each parent.
Yeah.
And request for that
request,
consent letter.
Uh-huh.
That's a
that's
problem.
That's a huge task.
Yes.
So maybe you can talk to him.
I mean, what you prepare might do.
Mrs. Febi Dube, are you still there?
Ndafunga vaenda. Regai tinzwe kuna Dr. Swanda. Dr. Swanda, we heard from Mr. Mavinga and some of our callers who spoke after you. What's your take on that?
Well, I think, for example, if you listen to what Mrs. Dube was saying, look, she's got a particular case where she's talking about the problem that she has faced. But again, when people divorce, there is a legal guardian, and there is a custodianship of the children, which is decided by the court who is going to stay with the children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unfortunate that sometimes our people don't know what the law really says and the provisions, because there is no one who can hold someone at ransom, you know, provided that we know who has got, if it's equal custodianship, you know, or alternate, you know, the parenting agreement in particular is very important. When parents divorce, they must have a parenting agreement. They must probably see a family advocate who will tell them about the importance of not using children to fight their own battles so that the children can enjoy the benefits of both parents, because it is parents that divorce and fight, but it is not the children. So now that we should then be seen to try and compromise, you know, the welfare of the children. I mean, you've just read, you know, basically what that provision says, to say the child travels without a birth certificate can be given any other person. I mean, in our view, like I was saying earlier on, that we actually have got quite a number. In 2 years back or so, I remember a situation where we saw a 16-year-old that had been, I mean, you know, that was coming into the country without documentation. And, you know, because the child was allowed to come without documentation, and, you know, what she was exposed to, you know, and I mean, at the border on the other side is just so gross. And it's a young lady that would have wanted to come into South Africa. And I think, you know, because of that, then you get that a lot of these young kids that even run away, you know, to come into South Africa. We've got another case here of a young child who's at school. And had it been not for the fact that there is a mother and, you know, she can only travel with the mother, that child would have been taken, for example, to travel outside the country with some white men that she was already starting to run away, you know, with, and agree that, you know what, she's in love with. A 54-year-old, and we're talking about a 16-year-old child. So what is very important is to realize that the safety of our children, we cannot allow, you know, South Africa to, you know, trivialize the importance, you know, of the lives of migrant children. I think like what Ms. Mavinga was saying, I mean, Mr. Deo was saying that, look, South Africa here is considered its tourism industry, that it is suffering because, you know, a lot of people are not coming in. So there are quite a lot of issues, like, you know, the issues of documentation, you know, that we see that needs to be done. But in this particular instance, we need to be very particular to say, as much as this will allow children to come into the country easily, particularly for foreign parents, but are these children safe?
Safe. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Tinemuterere Gibbs. Ano. Kuluma nekutaura nekuspika ndio ndombo tanga wainini manje yes makadi
baba ajonga
ndiye navo
mukwasha mkuru wenyika mukwasha mazezuru
mukwasha mazezuru koteka kufonera futi nokuti vankomo foni yenyu haisi kunyatsonzwika
network ndiri kusina network
I think we better call you again. We are calling you back because the connection is poor. Thank you so much. Mukwasha Mazezuru anonzi Vankomo. Yes, he's the only known in law. Mukwasha Mazezuru.
Kujalo choka. So let me go back to Mr. Mavinga. So Mr. Mavinga, there are these fears that children may be, you know, trafficked and all those kind of other things. So now, how best can the South African government handle this kind of a thing?
I think we need to put things into the, a proper context. Mm-hmm. We are advocates for the rights of children, and we oppose and condemn trafficking. But what we need to know is that the moves by South Africa were quite unusual. Even across the African continent, it was beyond, over and above the normal rigorous checking processes are required. So South Africa is not scraping completely, but is moving back to a level along with other African states in terms of requirements. Because when you have valid documents, there are other ways ensuring that you curb and prevent unauthorized travel for children, especially where there are disputes. There are court processes. You know that in all countries, including in Zimbabwe, the High Court is the upper guardian for every child. So that remains in place. So people get worried because this is really a step back from excessive requirements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Regaiti muzauti vateriri warukuti inouti nasi wanenga wane... chidikwa chekunyora Gibbs regaiti mbuti verenge zvishoma tichiturisawo vadare vedu mafemo hanzina Vivian Mponda. I think here we have to say thank you South Africa, because what is our own government doing for us? We apply for a child passport. It takes a year for a baby who is less than 1 year. Mm-hmm. People are suffering at the end. People are staying without documentation. So I think it is a very good idea what the South Africa government did. We thank you. Now Zimbabwe is to offer passport to those kids so that it will be easy for both ways. Then, Danisa, you are looking at those with passport. What about those? They have nothing. As the name of Mutereri Gibbs, tizoveringa tishinzwa. Mutereri, hello?
Hello, Magadi.
Takasimba, ndia nabo?
Mr. Ndonga.
Mr. Ndonga, waru kupia?
Ndi Muharare.
Ah, ndafunga wati Ndonga, iri chupinge.
Aiwa.
Taurai, vinyo wa Ndonga.
Aiwa, iwaita sakanaka, vana wanombora ni mapirinza, osaka, zini sakanaka chesu, kwasi, zini zirugu neza mzimbabu, muno msaka, noto, kuru zira chosu kita asa, idano sakanaka chosu.
Kwa wariku chema kuti wana wane kona kushitanga kubiwa manji, muna anongu taro ndindru kufamba ni mwana wendine mvumo yake, apana mapepa, andra kizaoti, mwana atakuru wanani?
Izo zvagara zvirungo itika makango zvona vana rungo biwa kana mabhoda jamba rungo krosa vasina nikini mapassport. Saka tinongova zvinhu zvacho zviri kwese zvakare, zvakangonakira urimwe side zvogoshatira urimwe side, asi pakuti vana vaona nemapirizi avo haidanho rakanaka chose.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndonga. Thank you. That's Mr. Ndonga who is supporting this move. He says that's a very welcome development because it gives the opportunity for both parents and children to see each other.
Yeah.
Some, you know, haven't met for years.
For years, now yes. They're going to see each other.
Yes, yeah. And on the issue of child trafficking, he says it still happened even during these stringent measures. Still trafficking happened, border jumping happened. Yes, let me welcome Mukwasha wangu, Mukwasha wa Mazezuru, Mr. Nkomo. Ubaba Nkomo, utini?
Baba jonga ndiri right zangu
ndakasimba mukwasha ndoda mombe dzangu vanhu vese vanzwe kuti mukwasha wamazezura asata arora
murewa zvinoto uya kukachaho zvakawandisa futi
ndoza tiri kudai dzodzo
pane pame futi pandaida kutuma kuti moenda kunzagira muwechi 2
pakanaka makangoya nemombe chete asi wechi 2 wacho totanga tagara
America ndiri kukutuma iko America iko
totanga tagara pasi newe kutanga tonzwa pfungwa dzake hatingobvumidzwa kuti mutore wechi 2 chibva mapinda mudariro wangomo nyayenyu ndiye iri mudariro tipe itinzwe munoti
Morosaya Dube baba jonga
ndikuzangu kunjani kovo
Eya mutemo mutemo dhuve mirai ndimbo kutaurirai.
Yehe.
Izo South Africa investment yavo vari kuinvesta handichingozva munhu kapinda muri 40. Muri 40 munotobhadhara vaubvunza kuti munobhadhara mari. Mune mari yamuchaspenda kuSouth Africa. Izo zvasarira isusu nyika yeZimbabwe ndichi muri kuzinzwa.
Eh.
Hapana mwana weZimbabwe akaregistwa anofara kubuda asina kudindisa passport kuboda. Unofara kudindisa maprefect kuZimbabwe immigration vakadzidzira basa ravo mai mabuda zvakanaka endai mosvika kuBotswana kuti modindisa if you are crossing by Botswana kana uchena Black Bridge wodindisa wopinda ikoko zvakanaka izvozvo but kune makoronyera munozviziva tinozviziva izvozvo kune vanhu vadangerous people vanogona kutora advantage iyoyo wosvika kumusha wotora vana vari vega wonyengera wonda ndatuma kuti ndivezotora ningi naningi woenda kotengesa vana vedu Zvasarira inyika yedu yeZimbabwe kuti vaise mutemo wakaoma kuti chi buda uchiziva kuti mwana ndewako ari kuzivikana nemapurisa nechichi ilalisa maoko ezvino vari kutuka vanhu ndarwadziwa sere kunzanzi maZimbabwe nanonhuwa kuSouth Africa hawisinelingi tidi kunhuwa chi kana vachinzi vanhu vari vatuka vana vedu kuti vari kunhuwa usabvumire mitemo yemanext door ichipinda penyu munokuvara
thank you chirova ine ndebele kungoti ga
zvanini vati vakiti ndingabvumiri into njalo dhuve senzakana ndive seseri pemberera ichinzi tapembera sesithavile sithavele into ezingasebenziyo mithetho yeSouth Africa theainvesti vainvesta vainvesta kangana nguchele eBotswana lapa eBotswana sebarilasi mitemo kuti asiyenzira amapemiti lamapemiti abantu basebenze emaplazini basebenze ngaphi ngaphi ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babuye bavuse iBotswana iBotswana isivukile ngabantu beZimbabwe dube sekulihlaza manga izingadi ngaphi ngaphi emaplazini abantu beZimbabwe yini umthetho wethu welizwe awubophe umuntu wongophuma lomntwana engayisi wakhe lobe ngowakhe kaphume sazakana ukuthi uphume ngowakhe uphume ebese siyadindisa iSouth Africa la imukele ukuthi uphume ngomthetho singavumeli siphonge ukuthi imithetho yonke ebuya sesithaba yabona abantu abethu kathe sesibazele kathethi dwe abasawazi umthetho wakudala ukuthi kwakuhlonipha umama hlonitshwe nxa elotsheliwe ekhaya hlonitshwe aphume kuhle umchato ube ngumchato sekungamonzwa kenzwake nzwakenzwake lokhu akuvunyelwa lokhu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ye Nkomo sibonge kakhulu Nkomo
alapho thina silukwazi uyaphilize lilo mthetho abantwana bahlale kuhle dube
hanjo phela
bangafanile mbuze uyakwazi ukufana nani dube izayi baba jonga zakafana nekusungira mbuzi pamuti woipa makija uchimira munhu ari kubva kugori kuti uye zvourayiwa aisingaziva kuti iri kurayiwa hatizvite izvozvo wedu mutemo ndewedu wenyika yedu chirime chibatsi nenzungu nembambaira
nemadhumbevangomo muchidimu tongoti imi muri kukurudzira divi reZimbabwe kuti vadzike mutemo wekuti hapana munhu anofanira kubuda nemwana kuti hapana anofanira kubuda nemwana
eyalola izibra lezanda belweni kukhiphilo dizi mthetho sasingabulala amabhunu sasikhipha umthetho kwakuthiwa uJoshua Nkomo wathi asibulala amabhunu sikhipha umthetho omubi yokuthi kuthiwa there is a dog an African ebabhunu ewatiwati nana kutshele dube ngakahamba lenyethiwa ndisafunda mina engicelile kumama esithi siye edorobheni fika edorobheni laphana uhamba ngento ngenjelumayo uthe sithi mina ngisale emoteni engena kubo-meatless kunuka isinkwa kuphela usembhathelini isinkwa lekhoko uhamba ngihleki abantu wana besi kolo vene skolo veni shega la mimi mtu wana besi kolo veni shega uti hili mbinja ene hande siya uti mtezi mnani that is not good
haa siya kuzi
ee from planti to mrewa mrewa to watu wati pasi go
Thank you, Uncle Mora. Gifts in Wam Terry. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Uncle
Boy. Magadi, you? This is
Uncle Magadi.
Tiroa Penny, Diana.
Jenny,
my Mungoni. Maita Basa, Mapindam Churum, what people from what Zenu was Akutiza.
Ndatenda zvangu inini pachirongwa ndakaida kuti indive joined pa group then ndasati ndabata kuti vamwe vasvika papi.
Eh tikutaura nenyaya yemutemo mutsva wakaiswa ku South Africa wakasainwa na Minister we Home Affairs sondo rakapera wekuti vana vanenge vachipinda mu South Africa havacha sungirwa kunge vaine mamwe magwaro akaita sema affidavit, ma court papers nezvimwe zvakadaro zvinoita kuti vange vachibvumudzwa kufamba nemumwe munhu asiri mubereki asiri wabereki wese vari vaviri.
Mtemo wakadarewe unotipedzira vana hauna kutomborama nokuti vana vedu vachanyangariswa zvizhinjisa ndikangofunga zvandafunga endichaba mwana ende ndogona kumunyengerwa zvokuti anobva ava neukama neni hwakasimba then vanhu vakawanda vacharuza vana vachingonzi nokuti zvakasununguka kuti munhu aite 24 nemwana zvaanenge anenge ane mufungo wake mwoyo wakanaka but kazhinji unenge wakatoipa kuti muchaona kuti kushekwa kwevana ikagara irimo pamuromo yavanhu ende panenge pati vane nhamba hombe yekukwirira kuti vanhu vari kushewa vana kuti ko vari kunyangaritswa nani.
Amai Mungoni, ndanzwa mumwe muteereri wedu abva kutaura mai manje vanoitwa vamukomo vachitaura ivo kuti no regai South Africa iise mutemo wayo asi Zimbabwe inofanira kudzika mutemo wakaoma pane vanenge vachida kuyambukawo nevana. Munoti ngoti dimu 30 seconds tidzokere kuna vasiwanda nguva dzaakupera
zvakanaka hazvo asi nyaya yekutambudzika futi zvekuti munhu azosiya zvevana kuno kuZimbabwe futi zvichizi ichenge chichirema nekuti zvose kwose kwangu vakutsva kumusana nekudumbu.
Thank you so much. Apana, thank you so much. That's our caller, Jenny Oromai Mungoni. She says that she is not supporting that move, Gibbs, because of the fears of child trafficking. Yes.
I think Dr. Spanda is still there, right?
Yes, still he's still there.
Dr. Spanda, locus a connect come on. Yeah, so Dr. Spanda, in brief, you have heard all these people, you know, expressing different opinions, but I think the bottom line is some people are saying they fear for the lives of their kids. So what should be done on the Zimbabwean side to protect their kids from what these parents are saying?
Well, I think from the Zimbabwean side, Zimbabwe can also introduce its own laws to protect, you know, the children going in and out, you know, to ensure that, you know, parents are with the rightful, you know, claimants either as a father or a mother, and that the other parent is aware that, you know, the child is going to go out of the country. Because once the child, for example, is taken out of the country, if it's a divorce kind of a situation, the other parent may not be able to even know where they are in South Africa, in Polokwane, and would never even see their child. So we need laws that, in a way, protect the interests of the children, just like what South Africa has on its own citizens. Because its citizens, it's very strict, it's clear. You cannot take a South African child without appropriate documentation. I think we need to stick to that.
So now, do you think that South Africa may at least you know, discuss some of these issues with their Zimbabwean counterparts to come out with maybe a better way of doing things?
Well, not obvious. South Africa will not do that. I mean, South Africa is interested in the bottom line in terms of, you know, what it itself and what is coming into South Africa. So it's concerned about South Africans and not at all about what is happening in the other countries. So I know they will not be discussing that at all because it does not help, you know, their agenda, which is to maximize profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, paka oma ipapo. Total saidu nguwa zinge zirukuti manye Dr. Siwanda. Manzuka waka wanda waru kuchema kuti dambudziko ombe, riripa kuchika kuti wana wana kuna kubiwa. Asipane wawuya nefungwa ya kuti, regai South Africa ise mtemo wayo. Zimbabwe inofana kusunga zisimbe panyaye kuti wana wangu buda. Zizu wa munga tauro.
Katika tano ndicho kuti chekutanga tinonzwa ende takaona nezvozvo zvatwanisana zvauti South Africa ine constitution yakanaka kudarika nyika dzese dzimwe dzakawanda panapa. Zvatuta ndezvo kuti chinhu chakanaka chinoyemurwa tinona kuti chakanaka chirikuitwa apa. Saka mitemo iyi yekuchengetedza vana tinoiona mu South Africa kuti South Africa itenderi vana vayo vachingoenda kwese kwese. Kana munhu wemu South Africa achibuda pano achienda nevana anotosungirwa kuti aine mapepa ese akakwana. Nekudaro tiri kuti Zimbabwe kana kupi kwese ngatine mitemo inofanana inochengetedza kodzero dzevana kuti tizive kuti vana veda habiwi. Tingada zvedu kuti tifambe zvinhu zvitirire nyore kuti titore vana vedu nokuti kuZimbabwe kune ikonomaizi kuita zviri zvakanaka asi hazvitibatsiri uye zvinoisa vana vedu munjodzi.
Ndizvozvo chaizvo.
Yes, soke kodonge okatokurira kutongo kuti abantu bangani bakatazekile kuti abantu vanavaye bepuma vengena bepuma vengena. Kune mteto yini ngabunjwa baba Dube ukuti eZimbabwe kona ngale kube lokungathwa hayi abantwana kumele bephume kodwa sokubonakala ukuthi ngabantwana bakabani.
Ngicabanga ukuthi imithetho njengoba besasho ukuthi imithetho lo ofakwe South Africa, iSouth Africa yona kayivumeli izizalwane zeSouth Africa ukuthi ziphume nengane zingenamaphephane leyo okufana nama birth certificate, ama unabridged neyincwadi zasenkantolo. Imithetho emihle enza ukuthi kulondolozwe amalungelo abantwana. Nathi siyagqugquzela ukuthi amazwe wonke, hayi nje kuphela iZimbabwe, amazwe wonke afake imithetho ehlonipha njalo egcina abantwana bephephile. Ngoba sibona abantwana behlala bedingwa nsuku zonke sokuthi abalahlekile badlwenguliwe kwenziwe ini. Asenzeni konke singanelisa ukuthi noma kuzoyenzakala kodwa imithetho kayibe khona evikela abantwana yikho sigqugquzelayo lokho.
Thank you Dr. Swanda, please do stay on the line. Timbonzi kwa kune vateereri hanzi nevateereri vanyora pano. Mkoma Robert Nyanjoa anzi it is a good idea because we need each other to grow. Thank you South Africa government. Ndofunga nambo iverenga kuita Jane Mukwereza. Maskwera say mose mose I wata skwera. Samuel Danisampof, I think they are putting children's lives at a very big risk. We have experienced a lot of child and human parts trafficking in the past. Who requested for such a porous legislation? This is unacceptable. The documents should be left in force or even made tougher. Let's protect our children. And ko we are mkoma Vivian Mponda nifunga wangu wachipindura zanga zataurga na mkoma Danisa. Then mkoma Samuel Danisa Mpofu wadzoka shokara tukanza. I mean both Mr. Mponda. There is a business in South Africa in human parts. We don't have to be carried away. Who knows their plans behind such a dangerous offer? And fungo ti urumende inga isa mchemwe inenge ichi kanganisa vanasa izuzu. Mkoma Fraser Chicks Sinathan, and thank you so much Mr. Nkomo for a wise advice. Dufunga mkwasha wemaze zuru, mfungwe ya ata ura yeguti, Zimbabwe ingawa ziku mchemwe ya kawuma ino itakutewa na wasango buda. Ndosa kawaru kutendu kwa panapu.
And you know, we're talking about this issue at a time when a 21-year-old woman Simpiwe Mlilo actually appeared in court today, you know, facing charges of abducting and kidnapping a 4-year-old kid from Bulawayo. So now the kid was allegedly, you know, kidnapped on the 30th of October. And, you know, she said, told the court that it was under the impression that a certain guy who operates between South Africa and Zimbabwe was going to take the kid down to South Africa, maybe for ritual purposes. Is not yet, you know, too clear. So now she's going to be sentenced tomorrow. And she was promised only 500 rand. You know, that is going to be your payment for bringing this kid. So which means this guy was going to take the kid across the border without papers, without nothing.
Yeah, but you know
maybe that's why people are having this kind of fear.
Similar case, Gibbs, where one of the parents, one was in Zimbabwe, the father was in Zimbabwe living with the child, and the mother was in South Africa. And the mother approached some Malaysia guys to help bring the child from Zimbabwe. And the only way was to kidnap the child and take him to South Africa. So parents were also involved in such.
That's right. So maybe that's why people are a bit skeptical.
Yes.
Dr. Spanda, your last word, sir.
Everyone who's a parent, I think what we need to do is we need to choose the easy way out. Let us do everything possible to protect our children. You know, even if it is difficult, let's allow these laws that ensure that human sanctity and the dignity of children is preserved.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. I wish to thank Dr. Spanda and Mr. Duoma Vinga. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, let's meet again next time.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you stay well. Until we meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk, good night.